I'm delighted this evening to be speaking to KISS legend Paul Stanley. Good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Nice to talk with you, Neil.
And Paul, you did get to have the mother of all blowouts on New Year's Eve, of course, by actually getting in the Guinness Book of Records twice as well for your pyrotechnics display in Dubai. I mean, as New Year's Eve goes, that's got to be up there, isn't it, for you? That must have been a blast for you, literally.
It was a blast. It was, I've never seen pyrotechnics like that, and I've seen quite a few. It was endless. And from the start to the finish of the pyrotechnics, it was like the crescendo or the finale of most pyrotechnic shows. It was unending. It was glorious. And to be able to get out and do a show and see 500 crew members salaried and also maintain all the COVID necessary protocols and do daily testing, it was surreal. But it was terrific.
You've now set the gauntlet down, of course, for bands like, I don't know, I'm thinking of bands like Rammstein, who are going to say, hang on, we can't let KISS have the record. We're the guys who do pyro, right? So it's just going to go on from there now, isn't it?
I think pyro displays will be seen from outer space in the future.